Thank you so much, BBS. And so here we are, Worldwide Live on the internet through BBS. Thank you so much for being here. Another Wednesday call. If you have questions, we have answers. Questions at intelligent-infinity.com. Welcome to those who joined in the last. And announce yourself. Please feel free to say your name and location.
Roger, Austin.
Hi, welcome, Roger.
Hi, this is Jeannie in Citrus Heights.
Good evening, Jeannie. Welcome.
Thank you. Terry in Dallas.
Hello, Terry. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Anyone else? Thank you.
Hi, this is...
Go ahead.
I say, hi, this is Cecil in Seattle.
Hi, Cecil. Good evening to you. Welcome.
Thank you.
And earlier I heard Cleo, I heard Ramananda, I heard John and May. Thank you, everyone, for being here.
Thank you.
This is my pleasure. This is just an awesome thing. Also, those listening on BBS, I hope you like what is going on with this project from WinFree. I'm very glad to be here. And I think there's nothing like it, you know. Well, there are lots of things, but like this, you know, talking together and growing together, it's something awesome, I think.
So did Wynn get that helicopter up and running?
It yet, no. It might be pretty foggy over there. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Deb in Oregon.
Hi, Deb. Welcome.
Hello, nice. Thank you.
Hey, Deb, I need your help.
Yeah?
Will you text Wynn to see what's up?
Okay, but I can't text Wynn. I can text Terry.
Oh, and you know what? Here the helicopter shows up. Hang tight. Okay, I thought you also texted Wynn.
No.
All right. No. Somebody else joined in. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Prudy in Michigan. Hi, everyone.
Welcome. For being here, and everyone on BBS Radio, thank you for being here.
Sorry, May. I stepped out for a while.
Welcome back, Dharmananda.
Okay.
The helicopter is landing.
I think May was asking a question. I wasn't in the room.
If I was asking a question?
May.
May, go ahead, May.
I forgot what I was asking.
Okay. All right.
I told you I'm suffering from idiotism.
How's that going around these days?
Yeah.
And somebody else joining in, welcome. Please say name and location.
It's Wynn.
Hello, Wynn. Welcome.
Let me think there's someone else to check it.
Terry is not here yet.
She is not. Okay. She knows she's supposed to be. But I guess she can be a prima donna.
That's right.
You should get her in the helicopter with you then, Wynn.
He's now checking the helicopter if she was maybe inside. Welcome, Terry.
Hi.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Another person joined in. Welcome. If you want to, please say name and location.
Hi, Anna in LA.
Hello, Anna. Welcome.
Hi. Thanks.
Well, thank everyone for being here, also those listening in through BBS Radio. Thank you very much. I will turn off the dings. Terry, great to have you. Thank you for your service. And Vin also.
Terry, are you ready?
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
Terry, are you unmuted?
Yeah, I'm unmuted.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you're not ready, right?
No, not ready.
All right.
Here goes.
This conference is being recorded.
This is November 15th, 2017. Who did I hear say, hey, guys?
I said, here goes.
Oh, here it goes. Okay. Let's get started right away. This is the call where you send questions, and we have some questions today, and that we call in the light and protection. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person here, and any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe, through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy field of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. We create a protected space that only the positive has access to. Anything not of that nature must leave now. And do we have resources present? And Terry, if you're talking, we don't hear you.
We greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. We take a moment and we gather ourselves together and we move into the earth plane. We feel the change based upon the change in the winter month as we move into your plane. We make ourselves available to anyone on the line who wishes to connect. And we are here to provide assistance as we can. It is our heartfelt joy that we are able to do this. Do you have questions?
Yes, we do. First question is from Rich Buckley. And his question is has to do, he titled it, Finding Your Own Personal Original Soul Frequency. I've been seeking ways to assist people with post-traumatic stress disorder and helping them to relieve their symptoms. And I think I'm getting closer. I recently came upon an ancient healing wisdom of finding one specific original soul frequency in sound. There's the Om or Om sound. But is there any book of chants or book of sound or any techniques that would help one find their own unique original soul frequency? Is there a way to find one's original soul frequency and use it to heal oneself? After we locate the frequency for the sufferer, I want to play it in the background while the subject is in a state of a deep somnambulistic trance. Would that help in communicating to the subconscious? Rich Buckley, Livermore.
Thank you. If you could find the soul frequency, that would be a help. Soul frequencies are thrown out of balance by attachments that travel with the being. Each being has its own personal soul signature frequency. Getting closer and closer to the pure original soul frequency can be a great help to an individual. How to find the soul frequency that one is emanating is a challenge. One, as a human being, has the capability of tuning in to that soul frequency. If you can tune in and then can duplicate it in audio, there would be the intermediate step of the jump between what your own body apparatus is checking in with the envisioned frequency of the being. If there would be audio equipment that could measure the soul frequency and replicate it, it should bring one not to the original soul frequency, but to the combination of frequencies containing impurity frequencies that the person is at. How to find the pure frequency of the being is a challenge. If the being is overpowered by another being, his frequency may read wrong, and then one would be magnifying the attachment frequency, which would not be good for the individual. We know that this does not provide you with a full answer, but perhaps it provides you with a little more information. It could be dangerous to, if there was an electronic device, to duplicate the frequency of the being. It could be dangerous to try to promote that, as it may strengthen unwanted frequencies that are going along with the individual. those are comments.
I would like to ask a question. When we talk about the soul frequency, it makes it sound as if there was a frequency that could be duplicated, like he is 1,000 cycles per second, or he is 3,000 cycles per second. And something in me says it's more complicated than that, that does a soul have one frequency, or is it a conglomeration of frequencies and heat and harmonics?
It is a conglomeration of frequencies and harmonics, but there is one main frequency.
And is it an audio frequency?
No. I mean, we're not in the audio range that one can hear.
So it's higher than audio?
Yes.
Is it a radio frequency? I mean, can it be given a range? Like, I'm aware that audio goes from 20 cycles per second to 20,000 cycles per second. And then you go up from there, and at a certain point, when you get into a million cycles per second, it becomes what's called radio frequency, or less than a million, maybe half a million or something. I can't even remember. But is it a frequency that goes into that range?
We do not know the exact, if we were going to give it a range, if it would be in the audio frequency, but it would be above the audio frequency. It would be very high, but not necessarily as high as a radio frequency.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me ask another question on this. It's, if I meet, sometimes I can meet certain people, and I tune right into them, and I say hello, and I have the feeling that when I say hello, I'm saying hello to their frequency. I'm putting it out, not in a conscious way. Just comes out because I tuned into them and I said hello. And sometimes I could stretch that out, but most of the time it'll go into a normal 3D conversation there. But in that moment that I said hello, was I connecting with their frequency?
Yes. Yes.
You know, it's kind of like in that first instance, when you first meet someone, there's a moment of truth there. And I know if somebody is a psychic, they move into that moment of truth, and they can be fairly accurate. But once they get engaged, it like moves into lower levels of patterns, and that original first energy gets lost in the engagement. And then it's like trying to get back to it, how do I get back to that first thing? Okay. Am I on to something here?
Yes.
Yeah. So when Rich is working with somebody with PTSD, right?
Mm-hmm.
If when they walk in the room, he is totally silent, and they're totally silent, he has the potential then to tune in to the frequency of that person. And if he can get his own mind out of the way, he has the potential to talk to who they really are. I'm just speculating here. Does that sound right?
Sometimes yes, sometimes no.
Yeah. Okay. Because the real thing here is, as I sense it, is Rich is got these people that he wants to reach, and he sees their what's called PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder, which he didn't write down the symptoms of that, but I can imagine what it might be. And,
it is where one person is tuned in to some traumatic experience from the past, and they are bringing that with them into present time. They don't mm-hmm. want to let go of it because maybe if they let go of it, then it'll creep up from behind. It'll get them. So mm-hmm. they're trying to deal with it head on, straight on. But as long as they are working to deal with it, they are not going to be in present time because they're dragging this in from their past.
Mm-hmm. So if somebody wanted to help someone doing that, you know, it's in that situation. And let's go beyond the idea of finding a frequency and playing it like it's a technique. What is, if we open it without any agenda, what is a possible way to help a person clear that from their space?
To find out more about it, to have them go into it, and to see what has been the triggers in their current life, in their present time. What has mm-hmm. been the triggers that caused them to drag it in? Are they afraid that it is going to happen? Is it a trigger when they hear the news? They think here it goes again. And we have to be careful. Is driving there, creating memories of something that are causing them to drag it into their current life.
Mm-hmm. And Rich does do hypnosis, I believe. Is there a way that can be utilized to help clear PTSD? In other words, can they be hypnotized to go back into the experience of what caused it and help
yes.
release it? Yes?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. All right. So, Rich, I added a little more to this thing. I hope that helped, if you didn't mind. but I thought something might come up in addition. You know, I notice that a lot of people, I understand this, they want to move from where they are to where they want to be, okay? And they're looking for a technique or a machine or something. If I do this, it will fix it, you know? And oftentimes, there's more human involved in the readjustment of those things than a technique. In other words, if somebody's coming to see you, go into a meditation and bring the light into the room. Have them sit down and don't say anything. You know, sometimes we do calls, particularly our Saturday volunteer call, where we come together, and it's an amazing phenomenon to watch this. You know, people tend to look at me to create the direction, and I do create a direction on the calls. I create something to fill the space so the energy can move in between it. And I don't know how it happens. I mean, if somebody said, how do you do that? You have to keep watching it and watch when the energy shifts and get it in some kind of intuitive way, because it's not linear. I'm not doing a technique, and yet I do it all the time. I start talking, and suddenly the energy gets very focused, and I know I get emails from people. They're feeling it. But we're not channeling, so we're not overtly calling on them. So it's like, I feel when I do that, I am now bringing in frequencies, if you want to use the word frequencies, that other people resonate with, and they start to open up to the energies. And when you're working with somebody, you might observe yourself and see if you can figure out what I'm doing. Remember, it's not linear, so you can't duplicate it by a technique. But there is a high intent in myself to do that. And I observe it myself when it happens, where I do whatever I do to keep the conscious mind occupied. And then once the conscious mind gets occupied, then it gets out of the way. It's occupied. And somehow the energy expands in the spaces and the higher dimensions come in and it shifts the energy. Then when people shift, they start to see their patterns from a higher dimension. And over time, they have this potential to clear their patterns. Okay? That's my take on it. And do our sources want to comment? Is that well put, or do you have something to add to it?
Whatever is the trigger, whatever is the thing that a person is holding on to from the past.
Mm-hmm.
And when they know what it is that's triggering it, and if they could learn all about it, then it would tend to dissolve.
Mm-hmm.
if it is still hanging to it, then there's something about it that they don't know yet.
Thank you. I have a question from Edna. I am arriving in Peru today, and she was talking about this a while ago, and she'll be exploring the areas where I lived before in my past lives. And I think that she asked a question about that, and the answer was that she had past lives in that area. And the answer also said to be careful, because there's some negative energies in that area. I would like to ask the sources to help me to be able to remember who I was and what I did there in those two lives as a Inca member. And if the sources could be there with me to help me filter the energies so that I can only join with positive light energy and block any negative energy coming my way, I would love to be able to have a breakthrough and get to the point where I can get my memories back and utilize my gifts to help others. Thank you.
Thank you. You were a very beautiful and influential woman, and the area, that was one of your lives. You had more than one life in the area, and we are anxious and willing to be with you to assist. So when you and yourself think something should be pursued or not pursued or stayed away from, then we will be with you to help with any questions you might have, to tune in to us and ask your question and listen, and we will attempt to give you an answer.
Is that all?
Those are our thoughts. It is a beginning only, which will be developed as you're traveling.
When somebody had a past life in a certain area, is there a lot of release possible for going to that area in general?
One may have deja vu, where one may have memories triggered by the area or an object in the area, a obelisk. We repeat that, an obelisk.
What is an obelisk?
It is a stone it is a object made of stone of a particular oblong shape. Obelisk.
Okay. Thank you. Now, we have a question, I believe, here from Don Herman. Is there a way to use knowledge of spinningness to help us manifest what we want in 3D? If so, how? If not, how do we manifest what we want? Thank you, Don. That's an easy question, isn't it? You know, I wanted to say that there was a guy who was teaching people Merkaba techniques, in order to expand their field. And we came to the conclusion that Merkaba technique that he was teaching was negative, and that it was not taking people back to source, but it was raising their vibration to a higher negative frequency where the negative could harvest their energy. So a Merkaba is where you use a technique to spin your energy field, obviously connected with what the Elohim refer to as spinningness. So, can you comment on all of this?
When the spinning goes in a counterclockwise direction, it can have a purpose of clearing a chakra, or it can have a purpose of connecting or disconnecting more with the earth realm. Chakras, when they are spinning correctly, then they are connections with the into life in the third density. So if you are honest with your expressions and you are withholding, if you let your love go in circumstances where it is safe, you are able, by connecting with your chakras in a forthright way, to increase the span and power that your chakras provide. The Tibetan monks have little bells they ring to resonate their chakras depending upon which vibration they're intending to make stronger. It can make a stronger person by healthy spin of the chakras. And the monks had this system of ringing a little bell, a prayer bell, which was set to the frequency of a certain chakra wheel and would resonate it and make it stronger, which would give them more personal power in each of the areas of their chakras and the ability to love, express themselves, to connect with the higher sources, the higher realms, to connect with the earth frequency, and could bring their life into focus more. That's one way a person can use spinning to increase their personal power. Unfortunately, it was a Tibetan ceremony, which they have now destroyed 6,000 monasteries who were Pran teachers of this. The Chinese, when they moved in to Tibet, destroyed these monasteries and with it the knowledge that went with it. Astrology uses spinning. Is this in connected with the planets, and star systems to give more knowledge, and how to connect with the world around them?
The thought was crossing my mind, looking for a visualization that might help. And suppose one attached a spinning vortex pointed towards their solar plexus, and then on the higher end, connected it to Mars. Would that create good energy in the solar plexus and increase one's personal power?
We envision that what you were speaking of. We see that this might create a problem to mismatch frequencies, or bringing in frequencies that aren't really meant to be brought in. To start with, the person's oral chakra system, and to resonate with each chakra to enhance its spinning power that is already there would be a better way.
Okay. Next question. This is from D in Xenia, I think it's pronounced Xenia. It's actually X-E-N-I-A, Ohio.
Ohio?
Yes. And I took a trip to Maryland the first week of October this year, 2017. My husband and I drove to Lansdowne, Maryland, where we lived for 11 years. Prior to that, we lived in Elk Ridge, Maryland. We lived in Maryland for a total of 14 years. Lansdowne and Elk Ridge are connected by Route 1. While driving between and in these two towns, I felt very unsettled. I couldn't wait to leave. It's difficult to describe. I had never felt this way when I lived there some 11, 12 years ago. I expressed my experience to my daughter, Ashley, who had visited about a year prior to the same exact area, and she said she felt the same unease. My husband was unaffected. Can you ask our sources, what was it about, and why did we all feel so disturbed?
You and your daughter are very sensitive to energies. There is a buildup of energies moving from west to east, and a buildup in the area, the first city you mentioned. These energies were not there previously. The energies create an unsettling feeling for one who is sensitive. You also might check to see if there is any oil exploration going on in the area, as sometimes this will create mixed energies.
Excavation, yes?
fracking and pulling out the oil from the soil, from the shale, from the bedrock.
Okay, thank you. Next question is from Pies. And he says, 444 keeps on showing up time after time for me. Please help me understand the meaning of this.
Four. Has been showing up for Curioso on the clock. It is a emphasis upon the focusing of acts in the world. For this person's creative acts in the world. It is a reflection of acts that you are creating and bringing into existence in the third density realm. There may be more, but this is what we are seeing at the start.
Mm-hmm. Could it be discarnate entities or being haunted?
No.
No. Okay. Thank you. Okay, we got one more question, I believe. We only have time for one more question, so... Actually, I was thinking of Dee's question when she was driving down those roads, and I said, could it be haunted? I was thinking of Liza's question.
Mm. Well, in the areas that she is speaking of, there is a buildup of energy moving from the west to the east coast, and it is getting hung up in those areas to some degree.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. Here is Valerie's question. Valerie in Livermore, my father Dennis is in ICU. He has been diagnosed with pulmonary fibrosis. About a year ago, he was diagnosed with diabetes. So the doctors recommend that he eat raw fruit and vegetables. So at lunchtime, that's all he eats. Eventually, he started to paint all the time, so they gave him an inhaler. In the meantime, I stumbled onto nightshade vegetables and fruits and how they can actually be the cause of lung disease. I'm not sure what nightshade vegetables are.
Nightshade vegetables are things like tomatoes and peppers that are part of the deadly nightshade family, but are not deadly.
Okay. Well, she has the idea that they can be the cause of lung disease. So my question is, isn't it more important to just eat balanced meals 3 or 4 times a day and not go hog wild on anything in particular? Now, Valerie, when you ask that question, do you mean that for everyone or for your father? Okay? Because when people have certain... Now, I'm learning this with Terry. When people have certain situations, there are certain substances which help that situation. You know, we have been doing a lot of juices, and that they are, this is one of the things that was recommended by Dr. Drucker, who we've been talking about, who is really, really sharp. And I'm probably going to have him on a Monday show or do a workshop with him so people can ask some of these questions. But, you know, if your father is an ice, the problem here is that when somebody is in the hospital, they are being treated by allopathic medicine. And there are so many things outside of allopathic medicine that heal you. But and they may heal you better. In fact, allopathic medicine may make you worse. Okay? And when you talk about, isn't it more important to just eat balanced meals? You're talking about a balanced meal in a hospital? I mean, they do their best, but I don't suspect you would get a healing, healthy meal. And one of the things that Terry did a few weeks ago, and this came from Dr. Drucker, he told her to go on a juice fast and to drink vegetable juice for a week. And then that will cleanse the system, and then start eating very gradually, and you'll get more nutrition from your food, and you'll kill a lot of things that are not good for you. So Terry did it. And now she's off the fast part of it, but she's still drinking vegetable juice every day. And when I say vegetable juice, we're making it with a juicer, with carrots, with beets, with garlic, with ginger, with parsley. I mean, all of this stuff that is good for Terry. And it does seem to have shown an improvement, okay? And he, Dr. Drucker, has been looking over her shoulder. It would be a little scary for me to take that on by myself, because telling somebody who's sick not to eat for a week, and let me just say, I'm not going to say Terry is sick. She could be totally healed. But I'm acting, you know, her energy is still low. She is way, way, way better than before Kimberly. But I'm acting like she needs to be taken care of. And one of the things that I've heard a number of people say with cancer, that you never assume, you always treat yourself as if it's there in a latent way, because it is. That's what people say, that it's latent. And you have stem cells that produce cancer. And therefore, if you want to live quite a long time after being diagnosed with serious cancer, the first doctor we saw said you have to be careful for the rest of your life in what you eat, supplements you take, whatever. Because another doctor said, she kept track of, you know, 1,000 of her patients over time. And the people, and she was a specialist, cancer, but an alternative specialist. And the people that ate sugar had a huge high percentage of death and the cancer coming back than the people who didn't eat sugar. And cancer thrives on sugar. So, you see, when it says, isn't it more important to just eat balanced meals, most people would think that sugar is fine. It's part of a balanced meal. But if you have cancer, sugar is a no-no. And I would suspect that it takes a lot of study to figure out the best diet for anyone with a particular problem. That's my thought about that.
And, we have a question. Did she say he was a dentist? What was his dad at the beginning?
His name is Dennis.
Oh, his name is Dennis, all right.
Yeah.
We have a comment. No matter what a person eats, if they don't absorb it, if they don't digest it, then it's not going to fix them. They have to be able to digest what they eat. It's a big step forward to put the right foods in the stomach. But if they do not digest it, it is not going to make the difference that they desire. When a person gets older, they use up their quantity of digestive enzymes to digest cooked food, and then they tend to not absorb cooked food. If there is any GMOs in the food, it can add a further killing off of the good digestive bacteria in the system. So, how does a person digest their foods? One of the things is to take betaine so that there is proper acid in the stomach for digestion. We may recommend, which you might do, to call Dr. Drucker and run your questions by him and see
Yes. Excuse me. It's 8 o'clock, and BBS is going to cut us off. It's very hard when somebody's in the hospital to try to put them in a protocol, and you're kind of married to the hospital protocol. Oftentimes
that's correct. They have their things they will give, and they will not give other things.
They won't even let you take supplements. So, you know, find out the best thing you can do while he's in the hospital.
To educate yourself. We are speaking of educating yourself so that you will know more.
Okay, it's 8 o'clock. I don't know if BBS got us off yet. They probably did. So if not, goodbye to everyone on BBS. We're going over the whole planet healing, and we'll see you in a moment. Thank you so much for your answers today.
Your conference recording has stopped.